I told you, Miser, I recently heard from the Zied. I think I told you. I told you a few a while back, no?
No.
The Zied that all the kids in the family went to the local school. They didn't go to Gede. No, I didn't say the Miser on you? I met this old Zied in Yerushalayim. What? Even the boys also. The boys would side the Bisyanki he was very into. He's also into being boys not being a lot of families used to send the boys to the gymnasium, to the school. Then they had afterwards they had classes the Malamit and Zachen like that. They didn't send him to the regular boys to the regular Cheder and Zachen like that. This family he gets a message from the Rebbe that you should come down to that zine. He was a big gvir, a very wealthy guy. He used to give a lot of money to Rabbi Shmuel Shloimeh, to the Rebbe. He sent him a message that he wants him to come see him in Razin. So he picked himself up, traveled to Razin. He comes into the Rebbe. The Rebbe tells him, That's all he told him. And he sent them off. He came back home. He gathered the whole mishpucha together. He said, "The Rebbe gleibt nicht auf mir, as ich schick meine Kinder, as ich schick nicht meine Kinder nach Heide mit Yankiv." The Rebbe doesn't believe on me that it's possible that I should do something. Everyone the next day, right away, he switched them all over.
Well, I thought that Beis Yaakov was a chiddush. Most people did not send the Beis Yaakov, no?
Right, Beis Yaakov was a chiddush also that Shmuel Shloimeh was very busy with. But even the cheder was also, a lot of people didn't send the cheder to the chadorim. Chadorim was also technically a shtickle nuzach.
Where what? This guy told you the maaser or you heard it?
This guy told me the maaser himself. It happened by his father. He was one of the kids.
Where'd you see?
This person not alive. I told you this person's name is Speer.
From a Yid?
A Yid from Toronto. Yid. I saw him and I heard his stories from him. He was Niftaberg 2 months later.
And you told me. He was from?
What?
And he was from a Yid, he himself.
He was from, but I think his family is like modern Orthodox, I think.
Mm-hmm. What town did his father live, you know?
I forgot the name of the town. I don't remember. I have it written down. I forgot the name of the town. He told me that he remembers when the Rebbe came to his town. He was there for 2 Shabbosim. And he came to his town. One Shabbos he davened in the Shtibel, in the Razin Shtibel. The next Shabbos was Shabbos in Mevorachim. And the Kehila invited him to come daven in the big shul. Shachris, like in the morning. So he came to daven in the big shul. He came for laning. And after laning, one of the Radzin Chassidim, Shtikel Chazan, went over to bench Rosh Chodesh, daven Musaf. So Tchongoim, he started chazaning and gargling. You know, he got excited that Rebbe's there. The ganze Zach. He started chazaning away over there. And all of a sudden, he hears from the Rebbe's place a clap, 2 claps. Ni gedaven join.
This
story I told you.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned the first story. The godless of the first story is not that, you know, that this Yid, first of all, slept, talking about a wealthy person, right? He slept down to Radzin and he chapped the psak. And he did a change right away. That's not the godless of the story. The godless of the story is the approach that Shmuel Shloimeh had. Oh. With the ganze shavkat that he had, but the way he put it down to the person, those whoever knows stories about it, he had no problem saying straight out his face to give a psak. He closed the shtibel because of that. The Gabbai didn't send his daughter to Bas Yankiv. But the Havi, he felt that it will be much more effective. I don't believe such a thing happened by you. I can't believe such a thing when you finished. And that's it. That's all he had to say. The Rebbe gleimish of me as a zach.
Isn't it?
Changing it right away. How's the Moedik
Zach? Yeah.
Where the gezag does a Yiddish soul Edelman, the Edelmans, the father of the Edelmans. Which Edelman do you know? You know any Edelmans? Nochem, you know, right?
Yeah.
Nochem's grandfather. Sul Edelman. He was big Radina Chuse from
his father's name.
Nochem's father's name is Simcha.
Simcha.
Simcha's father. Sul Edelman. He said he remembers on Erev Shabbos. The Rebbe calls him in and gives him a sum of money. He told him to go to an orphanage in Varsha. This was still in the days of Varsha. Go to an orphanage in Varsha, and there's a bach over there that's in the orphanage. He sent the money to go pay up his bills. This was Erev Shabbos before this man. He made a cheshbon that if he goes, he travels to over there, the other side of Varsha, it'll be Chil Shabbos. It's not shy for him to travel with the money and everything and not be Mechal Shabbos. So he didn't ask the Rebbe. He figured if the Rebbe sent him there, he knows how far it is. He figured if the Rebbe sent him, he has his cheshbonis. So he went on Shabbos. He traveled. The middle was ready, Shabbos came. He comes there, the orphanage. He sees the bach that the Rebbe was sent the money for was outside with all his packages. They kicked him out. He goes inside and he pays up the bill and he took him back in. One of the people over there, not in charge, one of the people said he came just in the nick of time because this bach was stay outside longer, he would have gotten very, I'm saying in the winter, would have gotten sick. But they weren't asking because no one was paying his bill. They weren't asking to keep him. That was the
Meisel.
Yeah,
so guys.
Yeah, so I guess next year we'll speak more about it. Next week we'll speak more about Chuva. Maybe Volvi has a good Meisel. Is he from Zaiden up to Laza?
Is there anybody around in the States that besides the what's his name? He's not well.
Moshe Rosenblatt.
Not Rosenblatt. No, I'm saying the new Shmuel Shlaima. Is there anybody around in the States?
Who are you talking about that's not well? Who are you talking about?
There's one guy. He's new. There's a Toronto and the New York. He's still around. He was by the Teres Yosef, but he's not well. I forgot the name. Well, what's like with the family? Who's the guy? Is the guy behind the shul here by the Nashville's?
Eichhorn,
yeah.
Eichhorn, is still alive, the grandfather? I don't know.
He's still alive. He's not well.
I didn't know that. This is Moshe Rosenblatt from Flatbush. Yeah, so I think he remembers Shmuel Shlaima. I don't know how much he remembers, but he remembers.
So the Simcha is still alive?
Oh, he's still alive, yeah. You know, they're saying he's not young, but not 100% well, but he's still alive.
And they were with Zinuch Sidim in the Haim.
Rosenblatt was with Zinuch Sidim, yeah. Well, I'm saying he's still alive. He might be forgetful, but I think he's still pretty okay, I think. Moshe Rosenblatt, is anyone else from the Zinuch Sidim a member of Shmuel Shlaima? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Well, it's in America.
And in Eretz Israel?
Israel is also not. Also, I don't think there's any in Israel. Also, I think maybe Mamish met one or two people. I can think of not many people anymore left.
Wow.
Not many people left. Shmuel Shlaima, I'm saying, he was only a voice. He had something in his mind, he acted upon it. He brought it out. Mekoyich al apoyel. Two weeks before the Muhammad, I think. What?
Mitzaychel.
Mitzaychel, yeah.
A lot of people think what they have in the mind, say what they have in the mind, but.
No, I'm saying, no, he made a phone call a few weeks before the Muhammad. I think he made a phone call to Alexander Zusha Friedman. It was a big ask in the Varsha, famous asking. And he started hacking on the chinuch the Cheder and Varsh, the Stoiknish do, Stoiknish Yen, the whole Chinuch and Poilin, they had a lot of complaints from Shlomo. So the famous thing that that you know that the person says, Ni Vuzuk, the host have his best, it's Matthias on, you know, like, so what do you have to say? To hack and hack and hack, anybody could do, right? So he thought, okay, so over here, so he said, okay, so he'll say, okay, but after Kizitz, you have to think of what to do. But you know, but the way he's right now, it's bad. But he didn't expect what came next. So Shmuel Shlomo tells him he has a whole mahalach planned out. For half an hour on the phone, he had a whole mahalach, exactly what to do. And he's pressing an example of the Shavrima to change, to make this, and this. And the war broke out mamash within a few weeks after. So the whole thing fell apart. But the koyach that he had, the koyach was not just in the sharf guide against, but the koyach was also in the into is vusya. Okay, so you're hacking that doesn't nish. Vusya, you have to have the other hand right away, the second side of the coin. So what to do? What should we do? No. That's a gewaltige Sach. That's not a dover shchiach. You know, people that give bikoret and hack. Mm-hmm. Have enough. Every mikveh is full of them. Every shul is full of all those heathen. On the other side of the coin, to have okay. So what should we do? That's really that's the difficult part. How the gewaltige koyach.
That was in Tzadik Tess?
His mom's and the Tzadik Tess, yeah. The summer of Tzadik Tess. Summer of Tzadik Tess. Summer of Tzadik Tess.
Wow.
The story is Summer of Tzadik Tess. I heard from the, who was it? The Strik of Rebbe said a story. The Strik of Rebbe said, not the Strik of, sorry, the Narola Roof.
Sure.
Narola Roof.
From an Ebrak.
From an Ebrak, the Alte.
Yeah,
he was in America.
He was traveling with the Belze Roof. There was a big Asifer from Rebbe's in Varsha. And he was traveling with the Belze Roof, was invited to come to this Asifer. He was traveling with the Belze Roof. And he said that a Zin Rebbe comes into the Asifer. It was a big Asifer over there. Zin Rebbe comes in. And right away he looks around who's there. And he asks, "Where's the Gerer Rebbe? Where's the Gerer? How come the Gerer Rebbe is not here? He's not there. No, he didn't come."
But Demiramis.
I think someone told him because they always complain that the Gerer do whatever they want. So if he comes to Nasif, then people will say that the whatever came out from Nasif is because the Gerer Rebbe decided whatever. So he saw he's not coming. Absolutely. So Shmuel Shlomo felt that if the Gerer Rebbe is not there by Nasif, then Vakert, all the Gerer Chassidim are not going to listen to it. What's the point? So he picked himself up, he left Asifa, he took a car, from Varsha to Ger. And he goes up, and he comes to the Imrems, to Ger Rebbe. So the way he said on the Masa, in Ger was a Gansa Bahul over there, because he was very sharp, and the Imrems couldn't handle the sharp guy. It's like cheesing. Whenever he had a complaint on the Ger Rebbe, he just said it straight to his face, yeah, whatever. So he comes up to get it. Rebbe comes inside. He says, "The Gerer Rebbe, Shem Aleichem, does. If I was the Gerer Rebbe, keep me to the Asifa." So he said, "Maybe it's Kreuz gedreht." He says, "Now it's already too late. Now what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to get to the Asifa right now? No, now I want to come. Let's say, how am I supposed to go to the Asifa now? Say it was like that. Like today, there's a car and those." So the Zin Rebbe says, "Do a taxi out in the food zusammen." I don't know what happened to my Asifa. I think the Gerer Rebbe did come at the end. That's not the point of the story. The point of the story is I'm a voice.
Medaftin,
Fiverr, yeah. Fiverr Medaftin.
All right.
Yeah. So he's close with, but Shlomo distanced himself from the Imrams from Aguda. The Imrams had a lot of tightness on him because of it. There was a Karen Ayishiv that Shlomo came out of very against it. The Karen Ayishiv was officially a fund that was going to help the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, the Haredish Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael before the war. They had a fund collecting money that was run by Agudas Yisrael. Right. Shmuel Shlomo had found out that money wasn't reaching Eretz Yisrael. It was money that was ended up in his pocket, by Yana pocket, like, you know, like today, you know, whatever, Askanim. He mamish came out against it. If you look in some of the Svarim, they have this Mardot that the hang up on the walls, like Shmuel Shlomo, the whole Maidah on the bottom, he writes a few lines about the Keren HaYishuv. The Keren HaYishuv, there's nothing to talk about. It's anyone that gives money to Keren HaYishuv is some Mo'is of Al Keren HaTzvi. It's a Kip Nishon in the Yom Shai. So the Siddiq of Rebbe said a story by his brother's Chasen, his brother by Sheva Rochus. I think his brother married maybe the Slonim Rebbe's daughter. I'm not sure. Well, I think it was a Shilk with Slonim, I think. One of the Siddiq of Rebbe's sons was Eidim al-Islam in the base of Rome, I think. So I'm not sure, I think it was that Shidduch Rebbe's. And one of the Shidduch Rebbe's over there, the Rebbe's was there, and a bunch of Rebbe's. And Shmuel Shlaim was there by that Shidduch Rebbe's also. He was sitting there. And Mitam Dagud, you know, like today they have Kupa Seir and all these things. You have pictures of Chaim Kanievsky putting in money. Pictures. Then there was no pictures, but they brought a pushka. They put it on the table, the head table. And every all the Rebbe's were putting in money. You know, the Chizik Indian, for Keren HaYishuv, the Mremis, and the Pushka went from, like the teller, the plate, went from one Rebbe to the next, passed around, everyone put in a little money. So everyone was waiting to see what's going to happen when it reaches the Radzin and Rebbe. Because everyone knew he's against the Keren HaYishuv. All of a sudden it reaches the Radzin and Rebbe, Shmuel Shlaim. You have to chap how old he was in his 20s, right? He reaches the Radzin and Rebbe, he picks up the plate, turns around to his Gab over there. He says, "Not a bissel geld, guy koyf a bissel mashke for an oilom." I'm sure it was the Zex and Nancy, I'm sure, Father.
But Pshad is, he didn't have a tie on the etz and the idea, just this, he knew that this. Right.
Chayyim, he wasn't against the idea of Etzem, he was against the way he was wrong. That's the Chayyim, that's what I understood.